the Cowboys are acquiring wide receiver George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very talented wide receiver. Comes with a little bit of baggage. Steelers are giving up on him, and he's very young, 24 years old. So what does this mean for the Cowboys? Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. It is a good morning in Cowboy Nation.
Morning.
Well, we wanted to talk to the GM about this new wide receiver.
Yeah, I GM'd the hell out of this deal, bringing in some talent here. George Pickens, he did fit my criteria for being a great football player.
What is that?
I've heard of him, and he played in the SEC.
So he must be good.
Must be very good. And look, I've been told many, many times by many people that it is important to hire character. And I misunderstood and thought they said it's important to hire characters. And so George Pickens is a character. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, he's been fined a lot by the league and his own team.
He has, and he did. But will he be a distraction in our locker room? Let's hope so.
Hope so.
Why would you hope so?
Because I want anything to distract the locker room from our middle of the pack, non playoff having record. anything that distracts. So I've made sure there's a whole juggling and card trick station right next to Pickens' new locker, so he's got all the tools to be a locker room distraction.
Yeah.
But yeah, George, you do mention something that I've heard other people mention, that wondering if he's kind of a head case.
Yeah,
you know, he's been in trouble before. I think he's been fined more, you know, than I even fined Barry Switzer for taking that gun on that plane. And I can't remember what all he's been fined for. Do you even know?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's gone after people in the stands. He's gone after opponents, blindside blocks, all sorts of...
Well, so.
Well,
you don't care.
I don't care about any of that.
It can be destructive. And, you know, 15-yard penalties aren't good.
I don't care.
You don't care.
Say something that matters to me. Maybe I'll start caring.
Well, okay. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 6 years either.
Good. I don't want the Steelers to win playoff games.
I'm just saying, he hasn't really helped them
have playoff success. I like a guy who is independent-minded like Pickens, who will, hey, so what? He breaks a few rules to get what he wants. I mean, look what I did to gate agent when the front of my pants got horny.
Okay.
Jerry, over a ticket scanner and force her to have an illegitimate heir.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
I gave her a half daughter. Hey, listen, I'm just pointing out that I like people who are risk takers, and that's what I see in George Pickens. I like that in him.
Okay.
Like it.
Well, if you're so excited, I guess you'll welcome him to town when he flies in.
Well, I can't do that.
Why?
Because of the restraining order, I can't get within 500 yards of an airport because of gate agent.
Okay.
But that's beside the point.
Does she still work as a gate agent?
That's beside the point. Listen, people are worried that George Pickens is a head case, and that's why I've done my due diligence. And I've hired a sports psychologist to work with George Pickens by the name of Dr. Carlson Maxwell.
Okay.
Teaches out there at UTD. And he says that he promises me that if he can get Pickens alone in a room for an hour, things will happen. Good things. So,
sure they will.
Dr. Carlson's coming up here later today.
I think it's Carlton.
Carlton.
But I think this is going to be quite a year. Think about this. We're going to have an offense out there, and we're just going to have CeeDee Lamb on one side, mm-hmm. and I'm going to have George Pickens on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And if Dak doesn't throw it over both of their heads, we may get a first down.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
I tell you, all my plans are working out these days.
And I'm sure Shoddy will keep him in order, too.
Shoddy will do exactly what I tell him to do. It's going to be great. Shoddy is great because he's a guy who takes marching orders.
Yeah.
Like when I told him before the draft to make sure that every time the camera captures audio from you and video from you, that you're talking in a way, ultra-hip way, that looks really unbecoming on a middle-aged man. And like he does it.
This trade's also an example of him taking marching orders, I would think.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, and hey, I want to also announce that the finishing touches on my Jerry Jones immortal humanoid robot are being done right now.
Okay.
This is great. I'm sure the Cowboy fans are very excited about this. It's an exact replica of me that will live forever and GM the hell out of this team perpetuity. Now, the only holdup has been that the AI that they're using inside it, it's been trained on over 10,000 hours of my press conferences and interviews. And all it does is spit out gibberish. I can't make heads or tails out of what
that thing's. Now you know how we feel all these years.
What do you mean? I make perfect sense.
Trying to figure out what you're saying.
And my kids are fighting.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're getting ready for their big summer vacation. And it's coming up next month. And we're taking the station wagon to Disney World. And I hate this. I always draw the driving duty card. And because Gene don't drive fast. It drives me crazy. We never make good time.
Yeah, you got to make some time.
So I got to drive. And got all the kids stuffed in the same station wagon. Except Gene is strapping half kid to the roof in a rocking chair.
Okay.
So Baruch has to ride up there.
Stop it.
I dread it because also none of the kids go to the bathroom at the same time, so I'm stopping at like every third exit. Steven eats so many Funyuns and cheese logs, he gets backed up until it all comes out in one big torrent of hell. But it's big doings. But maybe we'll take old George Pickens with us if he wants to go on the Santa
trip. Yeah, there you go.
At Disney World.
All right, well, have a kick-ass summer.
I will. I'll have a kick-ass summer. We're going to have a kick-ass season, too, aren't we, George? Let's get fired up about this.
All right, let's go.
We got George Pickens here. And hold on a second. I just got an email here. All right, no, the staff already had to fine him some $10,000.
Oh, no, already?
Up here. Yeah, I got to go take care of this. Good morning to you.
Okay, good morning. There goes Jarrett.